There were a total of 6,623 votes cast in this election. There are five candidates running. There were five rounds of voting. In the first round of counting, Scott Jennings received 1,910 votes. Dina El Cordy received 1,526 votes. Abel Hartman received 1,871 votes. Ron received 168 votes. And Ian Apara received 1,148 votes. In the second round of counting, Scott Jennings received 1,918 votes. Dina El Cordy received 1,529 votes. Abel Hartman received 1,876 votes. Ian Apara received 1,152 votes. Therefore, Ian Apara was eliminated. In the third round of counting, Scott Jennings received 2,064 votes. Dina El Cordy received 1,682 votes. Abel Hartman received 2,031 votes. Therefore, Dina El Cordy was eliminated. In the fourth round of counting, Scott Jennings received 2,276 votes. Abel Hartman received 2,282 votes. Therefore, Scott Jennings was eliminated. And the winner, with 3,099 votes, and next year's community officer will be...
Amazing stuff there. Incredibly tight. And it's just been announced that Abel Hartman won with 2,282 votes, with Scott Jennings only literally just behind him with 2,276 votes. I don't think I've ever seen it so tight.
It is absolutely amazing. That is literally six votes in it. Six votes. That's less than your average Lenton House. If they turn up and voted, it would have been a completely different story for next year. But Abel Hartman has won it against Scott Jennings in the fourth round.
So crazy. Ian was first knocked out. Then it was... Wait, we're going over now to Abel's...
I want to thank my girlfriend, Kathleen. Because without her, I couldn't have done this. Thank you.
A very heartfelt shout out to his girlfriend there from Abel. He seems very emotional. And we've got news that it's potentially the closest ever at Notts elections. There's only six votes in between them. Just to remind you, Ian Apara was knocked out in the second round. Then Dina, surprisingly, was knocked out. And then that was left between Scott Jennings and Abel Hartman. Six votes in it. Incredibly close.
Incredible six. I think it potentially is closest ever. And especially if you've been... to our expert on the... Most bad Dina, quite frankly.
He suggested it was almost a one-horse race.
It was the campaign. Very tight, yeah. Very, very close. I can't...
show under my... I think that is... It's not all about social media, and maybe people do take the manifestos more seriously than you think. Because Abel Hoffman, he's had very little presence on campus, and no one would have suspected that he would win. You know, it was Scott Jennings between Dina, and it really is amazing.
Yes, I completely agree. It's a fantastically tense. It's really really made the night interesting now, because that's one of the first, I mean, postgrad, you know, regarded, but this is one of the big ones.
And to see it so close, up.
Especially because, yes, because especially because Dina, like, fell so far behind after the first and second rounds, when she had most presence on University Park, strongest branding, a lot of keyboard warriors on her side, putting together Vote for Dina campaigns, sending messages out. To see her only come third is astonishing.
Team,
you just have to wonder where Abel Harmon's got these votes from.
Her team has got to be devastated. Like we said before, this really does question, how important is social media? What are students, why are students voting, and what are they voting for?